What is going on, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to another episode of the Mistakes Were Made Gaming Podcast. This is a casual gaming podcast where we talk about everything and anything relating to gaming. And it's been a little while since we've done an episode here. My name is The Real Spoons, also known as Bill McGillicuddy, also known as James P. Albini. And across from me is Mr. Baggeroni Pepperoni, the kid with the skid, the man with the plan, the legend with the bedgin, Mr. Chris Bags.
What's up?
Clap it up for him, ladies and gentlemen. Here we go.
You always get like, I'm not that creative. Like you come up with all these names.
You know, that's just how I am. I'm James P. Albini, attorney at law. I deal with diet pill lawsuits. It's from The Office. But anyway.
Is it from The Office, though?
Yes. This is episode number 19, 18, something? I can't see it. Anyway, it's another episode.
I can check.
And it's been a little while since we've done one, so there's a good amount of news to cover. We're going to stick to more recent news. But if you guys have topics you want to cover in the chat, we are live streaming this at twitch.tv/nookshots. That's N-O-O-K-S-H-O-T-S. On Twitch there. Feel free to put it in the chat if you have any topics, and we will get to it at a later point in the show. But we like to kick things off here by just talking about what we've been playing lately. So I'll kick it over to you, Mr. Baggeroni. What have you been jamming out to lately? What consoles, platforms, games you've been playing? It might not be much. It might be a lot. Go ahead.
I've been playing Super Mario Maker
2. That's great.
Super Mario Maker 2 on the Switch and dabbling in some Overwatch, actually, on PC.
Very good.
They just did the update with the roll queue. Haven't played any comp yet.
Does anyone understand what he's talking about?
Yeah, they know.
What's the roll queue?
Okay, so you know how you've played Overwatch comp before, yes, right? You know how like you could just pick whatever.
Yeah.
And you have to do 10 placement matches. It would place you and... So they did the 2-2-2 system. So you can queue as either a tank, a DPS, or a healer. So you have to like queue as one of them. So if I queue as a tank, I have to play a tank. Like I'm locked into
the
tank class.
Thing. All
right. Right.
That's good.
I'm pretty sure each like it's 2-2-2 in each match. Like it will take two tanks, two healers, two
DPS. Yeah.
So you don't get people telling me to, oh, you suck as soldier, like switch, like, yeah, like, so now I can't play soldier unless I queue as DPS. And like, say I'm a plat tank,
yeah,
right? But in the old way. And then it's like, fuck, I want to play a soldier this match, but I'm a bronze fucking soldier, so I'm ass.
Yeah.
And now the whole team is yelling at me because I'm an ass soldier. Now, yeah.
You're an
ass
soldier.
I might be plat when I play tank, but if I queue as DPS, I'll be bronze or gold. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So they're really.
So is that only for the placement matches, or is that for
no?
Comp?
That's for comp in general.
So that's interesting, because like, wouldn't people have like specific setups, like competitive teams, be like, all right, we need 3 DPS. Like that, does that restrict them?
I don't know if the 2-2-2 system. I think it does restrict them, but Overwatch doesn't want a weird comp.
Yeah.
I could be wrong. I know in the competitive scene, like esports, they do 2-2-2, like 2 DPS, 2 tanks.
Yeah.
Because they were losing viewership. I was listening to the Kind of Funny Gamescast today, and Andy was talking about this, and it's like they were running 3 tank, 3 support systems, and it turned into like a MOBA, like just like a mosh pit till somebody died, and then they would lose.
Oh, so it makes sense for them to sort of like
so now it's like when you have DPS in there, it's more like
makes more action, you know? Yeah, definitely. No, that I mean, I'm not like against them doing that. I just like.
They're
like
trying their
competitive
best.
Teams that were already established might have already had like a certain method they do things.
I mean, each tweak would change the meta too. Like every time they change a certain character, the meta would change. And But 2-2-2 is seemingly the most balanced, and I think they're pushing that. I think Overwatch comp, and if the chat can correct me, I think it's 2-2-2, where it's 2 tanks, 2 DPS, 2 healers. I could be wrong. I'm not sure. I think that's how it is. I haven't played comp yet. I kind of want to, but I haven't. I've only played like quick matches because I haven't. I'm just trying to get my feet under me again because it's been a while, but it's been fun. Can't complain.
Anything else you've been playing?
Super Mario Maker 2. No, that's about it.
Wow.
That's about it. There's some stuff I want to jump back into Sekiro because I still want to beat it. Just haven't had the time, bro. Mm. The time has been...
Time is a bitch.
Yeah, haven't had it.
Yeah. So, let's get into...
What have you been playing? You can't just skip that,
so,
bro.
I don't know if I covered this in the last one, but I beat Spider-Man. Awesome. I beat Spider-Man.
Yeah, fucking finally you beat it.
So, I don't know if I covered that in the last episode. Because the last time we recorded, we didn't do Mistakes Are Made. So, it was even older.
Oh, yeah. This is extra long. Yeah.
So, so I beat Spider-Man. I also, I have my PlayStation downstairs. It was hooked up to the other TV. I have a different TV now, all that stuff. But, so I was hanging out with Maria and like, I was just on my PlayStation and I'm trying, you know, I want to like play something where she's like, oh, this is cool. You know, cause like, she's like, you're gonna play
The Last of Us.
So I started with that a little bit and like, she was watching it and she like, it was like the beginning part cause I started a new story. And like, it's the part where like,
I feel like she's not gonna like Last of Us. I think it's the part she gotta play Horizon.
Well, I don't care if she plays it. I just want her to watch it. So I played, and like, it was the part where like Sarah got shot in the beginning. You know, his daughter, and she's like, "What is wrong with this game?" And I'm like, "All right, well, this game is not for her," because like, it was like too, it was too much going on.
Then
I was like, "Hey, do you like mythology?" And she's like, "Yeah." So I was like, "All right, I'm gonna play this game. You gotta check it out." And we were like playing it, and she was kind of like on her phone and like looking at the same time. But then like a few days later, like after I had played through, I went through the whole part where you fight
Baldur.
Yeah. Like the whole fight.
I've been itching honestly for a little while to replay God of War. It's so good.
So I did all that. And then, like a few days later, she was like, "Hey, that God of War game was really cool." And I was like, "Yes, yes, you like it. All right. Awesome.
It's, like, it's one of the best games of all time."
Yeah. That's what I kept telling her as I was playing it. I was like, "Look how amazing this game looks. This is one of my favorite games of all time. I've never even played another God of War." You know, I get all into it or whatever. Yeah, and she's like, yeah.
You beat God of War, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Of course. Yeah. I beat games, all right? Occasionally. and what else? I mean, she likes watching me play Spider-Man just because, you know, it's Spider-Man.
Right,
it's awesome. Yeah, so she did watch me play some of that. Miles. Let's see. Anything else that I boot? I mean, she likes Beat Saber, you know?
Oh, yeah.
So I didn't play, like, some of that, but I didn't actually start up Horizon. I was gonna, but I just didn't. So, because I was playing God of War and she seemed to like being into that, but I think she would like Horizon as well.
God of War
is
the superior game.
Yeah, but Horizon is a close. You know, it's close.
Close third.
You know, yeah. It's Horizon very good, and I have a feeling that the next Horizon is gonna be like even better. You know, because like,
oh yeah, for sure.
Because they weren't sure like if people were gonna like it. I guess, you know.
Mm. Yeah, it's a different thing, kind of.
Yeah,
it's gonna be on PS5 anyway.
Maybe. There's not even going to be a PS5. It's going to be PlayStation streaming.
PlayStation.
xCloud.
PlayStation
Massive
Zero.
Turbo. Yeah.
Zero squared 47. All
exactly.
Right.
Hike. what else? So I did that. That was a bit ago. But more recently, I've been playing some Gears 4, which has been fun. Also, No Man's Sky had a big update with the Beyond update. And that's been a lot of fun. Like I restarted a new character and everything because they redid... like how it kind of starts sort of, and like it's easier to like learn things. And now like they have so you know I don't know if you remember like much from No Man's Sky, but like if I had something unlocked, like, and you were like, how, like it says I need to unlock the warp cell or something, you'd be like, how do you do that? And I'd be like, oh, I don't remember, maybe I talked to some guy on some planet and he gave it to me. Now they have like skill trees, so you can literally like
Oh, see.
Be like, that's how you unlock that. You need that much stuff. And they have they've redone like they've introduced like this hub because they added like a bunch of online multiplayer components and stuff. So now it's like you fly into like this hub and there's other players there. And it's like the tower from Destiny.
Oh, okay.
That's kind of what it's like. Yeah, yeah. And you can go to all these different vendors and stuff. And then, like, you can start multiplayer missions with people and go and get, like, exclusive stuff with them. People, like, people that you never met before or whatever.
Okay, okay.
And you can talk to them. There's a text chat and all that stuff. It was very cool. And, yeah, there's, like, skill trees and stuff. You can unlock all that. So it's way, like, more streamlined, easier to understand. You know, like, Pat was playing, but he was in like a different game or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he was like, oh, how do you unlock this? And I was like, oh, it's right here. And he's like, oh yeah, it is right there. And I was like, that's never happened before. Like, usually I'm just like, I don't remember where I found that.
Right, right.
Because some random alien gave it to me. So that's been great. Also, I came out today, Gears Pop.
Yeah.
Gears Pop, mobile game of the year.
I actually had work to do today. I actually had phone calls to make and stuff. So yeah. It's like,
Yeah, I played it this morning, so that was fun, and it's a lot like Clash of Clans from what I've read, and the unfortunate part is that it's a mobile game, so it's very microtransaction heavy.
Okay.
So like sometimes you face against people that clearly have put a bunch of money into the game, and you just get steamrolled.
Yeah.
But it's still fun. I mean, it's still Gears, so I'm like still interested in it. And the cool part about it too is that you can like create a crew. And which is basically like a clan, and then they have a horde mode in it too. So it's you and a buddy go up against like the current like season one, and the current horde boss is Rom.
Okay.
So you face three waves, like the first one, second one, and then the third one is Rom, and he's shooting krill down and all that, and you gotta send guys out and all that. But it's like I like the horde mode a lot because you're not playing against someone who might be pay to win, like you're just doing horde with a buddy. So it's a lot of fun. It's cool, and you still get rewards and all that.
Oh, maybe I'll check it out. Like,
I mean, it's like I'm not like super in it. Like, once Gears 5 comes out, I'm not gonna care.
Yeah, but at work, like most of my team is out tomorrow. Like, I'm not gonna have anything.
Well, that's the thing is like if there was a mobile game I was gonna play, it's gonna be Gears Pop. You know, you can sign in with your Xbox account.
I play Wordscapes. You should play Wordscapes.
Fuck Wordscapes.
I've also downloaded Yu-Gi-Oh! Duel Links. I haven't gotten around to playing it yet because I try to install the update at work and it takes 7 years.
Yeah.
But I downloaded it. Yu-Gi-Oh! Duel Links. I want to play some classic Yu-Gi-Oh! though.
Yeah. And there's achievements with Gears Pop. And one of them, there's a Seriously achievement. Like, you know, it's called Seriously Pop. And it's like, you know, it's something like win 1,000 matches and a bunch of other stuff.
You going to get it?
I'm going to get it before Gears 5, 100%.
Oh,
no, okay. not at all.
100% confirmed. You hit it here first.
Hear it first, ladies and gentlemen. So that's been fun. What else have I been playing? I've just been really looking forward to Gears 5, you know. Been, we'll talk about that in a little bit. I've been watching some other games, like Remnant. We'll talk about that in a bit.
We should discuss briefly, if we're going to do that, Gears cast we spoke about.
Yes, the Gears podcast called Active Reload?
Yeah, that was it.
Yeah, Active Reload. The Active Reload podcast.
I think we need to, if we're going to do it, we need to tweak our pod schedule a little bit, because I don't know about you, I don't want to do three in a row.
Me neither.
So we're gonna have to
two in a row is hard enough as it is.
We're gonna have to tweak it.
So I think to two different days, but what would make more sense,
or have the Gears one short, like real short.
Yeah, or what would make more sense is like because like what I found out from doing the Sea of Thieves podcast, and like I still need to do more because people actually ask like when I'm coming out with the next one, but. Like, if you have a podcast focused on a specific game, it's very hard to do it, like, weekly or bi-weekly or, like, you know, every 2 weeks. Like, maybe, like, once a month we do, like, on a weekend if we're available, or, like, a day we're available, we just do the Gears podcast. Because then that allows enough time to, like, build up with news stuff for the game.
That's a good idea.
It's about the game, right?
If any events happen, we could do, like, just a bonus live one. Like,
pod, yeah.
Yeah, like one... more, yeah. We could do two a month, 1 month.
See, I'm planning as well to like if we're gonna do like a live thing where we're playing Gears, we can do it downstairs in that the new area.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And like I can set up the stream because that is so much easier than like when we watched E3 and I had to fucking set up the table with all the mics.
That was a mess.
Like this one will be like easier to deal with. Right. But anyway, yeah. So
That's in the pipeline, folks.
That's in the pipeline. Yeah, we've been busy.
We did talk about it. We think we're gonna keep that one away from the network, though, right?
Yeah, just because we already have a gaming podcast in the network, and it's like we're gonna add another. The Sea of Thieves one, I guess, is technically in the network too.
I guess.
Yeah, but I mean, like, maybe it's better to keep those like single game ones out of the network because it's like
they're so niche. Like,
they're so niche. Yeah, it's like, is it make sense to have that? Like, oh, we have a gaming podcast, and if you really like Sea of Thieves, you can check. Like, who like is like we want people to listen to the overall gaming podcast. Really, so yeah, so anyway,
yeah, that was just a thought. We hadn't talked about it in a while, so
yeah,
I figure we should do one soonish.
Yeah, probably. Like Gears 5 hype one, you know, before
yeah,
the game comes
which
out.
Sucks, but I think you're going away next weekend, so I don't know
when. No, we'll actually time. I don't think I am anymore.
Oh, okay.
Oh my god, there's a bug in here.
There is.
He's flying around like a madman. He'll stay near the light.
Yeah. All right, so we can figure that out then.
Yeah.
Before the game comes out.
But anyway, let's get into the topics for today,
let's
shall we?
Let's do it.
So, if, like I said, if you guys have any topics, you can put them in the live chat here if you are listening live. First one here, though, is the Game Informer layoffs. So, you saw on Twitter and other places as well that, like, a bunch of people from Game Informer got laid off, like senior editors and, like...
Imran Khan was one person. I don't know.
Yeah.
He's hosted kind of funny a few times. He's hosting this Friday.
Oh, yeah.
On Games Daily, yeah.
Was that because of the layoffs they want him on, or?
I don't know. I honestly don't know.
Like
I mean, they are having an opening soon, so maybe they bring him on as a temp or like a contractor, but.
Actually, it's me, they said.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
yeah,
I'm actually flying out there.
Got it.
San
That's
Fran.
You. Yeah.
Yeah. No, but and even one guy was on vacation. He, like, I don't know if you saw
that.
Oh,
they were on vacation. They were at Gamescom reporting for them.
Yeah.
And they canned them.
Yeah, Gamescom is this week, right?
They canned them while they were at Gamescom. I'm like, really?
Yeah.
Really?
Ridiculous.
I mean, honestly, Game Informer's owned by GameStop. And have you heard the shit with GameStop, how it's not doing well? Like, it's rebranding
GameStop
everything.
GameStop fucking blows!
Like GameStop's trying to be a hot topic that sells video games, kind of.
Yeah.
So that their stock's terrible. Like, nobody's buying. Like you get Game Informers because you get the GameStop card or whatever.
Power Up Rewards, yeah.
Like, that's how you're getting physicals. And I think you get the digital one too. And I don't know if the GameInformer.com, how much traffic that's pulling.
I still get Game Informer.
I don't. Mine expired.
I got mine two days ago.
GameStop. Like, it wasn't good.
I don't know why I still get it. I don't know if it's because I subscribed to Game Informer or because I did the GameStop thing. I don't remember.
Yeah, but GameStop, like their customer service, at least GameStop's we've gone to, like, in the area, wasn't good. Like, they've had shit get canceled and not, like they didn't have stuff. Like,
you go in
wasn't
and,
treated
like,
nice.
You
want to
buy a game and they're, like, asking you 20 questions about, like, hey, you sure you don't want to pre-order?
It's
like,
no,
I just want
to
buy the
fucking
game. Like, I'm going to go somewhere else if you keep asking me.
Yeah,
like,
and
yeah,
I did.
Like,
I went
in
to Best Buy and Microsoft
Store.
Yeah,
or just order on Amazon.
Yeah, that was
But yeah, Best Buy, they don't fucking... all they ask is, like, you know...
It's like, oh, like, thanks.
Yeah,
you want a receipt emailed or printed?
Yeah, that's it. It's like... Jesus Christ. It's like, if I'm coming into GameStop, I obviously know you can pre-order games.
Yeah.
And I know what games I like. I'm going to pre-order what I want to pre-order, you know? Yeah, if you pre-order, you get this bull. Yeah, they try to get you with
like
the exclusive
stuff. And,
you know?
Don't get me wrong. I've got some cool memories of going to GameStop, like, back when they had midnight releases and all that. Like, I went to the Gears ones with you, like Gears 3 one was awesome.
Yeah.
There's a picture somewhere. I'm sure it's on the computer somewhere where my first car is filled with all of these collector's edition Gears versions.
Yeah.
And
what was that?
Versions. we had three collector's editions and the console. I got the collector's edition and the console.
Yeah.
That was awesome. That go into Call of Duty Midnights with, like, my other buddies. Like, that was so much fun. But then it just got shitty. Like, they just their customer service was shitty.
They just tried to take advantage of people, like, coming into GameStop.
It's like, oh, you bought this game for $60 3 days ago? I'm going to give you 4 pennies for it.
Yeah.
Like, Like that's not cool.
I even remember remember when we got the Xbox Ones, right? And
I couldn't get
from the Microsoft store.
Yeah, because I went to GameStop. They sold out.
Yeah, I got it from GameStop. There was only like 10 people in line at GameStop. I got mine right away, and I got it in the bag, and then I went and waited in line with bags here. And oh shit, the internet went out. It's still recording though.
The internet went out.
Yeah, we see the red light flashing there. Internet's shitting out. Well, we're still recording though. We're good.
I mean, the comment came in.
I know. Yeah. Well, anyway.
Maybe it'll come back.
Who's streaming on Netflix down there? No. No, it might come back. We'll see. But anyway, should I try to troubleshoot it?
Or should we? It's up to you. It's already late if you want to just bang this.
Yeah, we'll just bang it out. Yeah. We'll see if it comes back. It should try to reconnect. Anyway, we're still recording, so we're good.
Okay, okay.
But yeah, we got the Xbox Ones. And I went and waited in line with you because I got mine early at GameStop. And, like, we're, like, waiting in line, like, this huge line for the Microsoft store in the same mall. And they're handing out waters.
Oh, yeah,
fucking
shirts
T-shirts
and
shit. And then I went to the Gears of War Judgment midnight release at the Microsoft store. The same one. And because I was like, I'm going to pre-order the Microsoft store, see how good it is. And I went with Maria because she wanted to come with me. And I go in, it's like after this mall closed, like it looks awesome, you know, no one's there except for the Microsoft store is open.
Right.
And they're serving food. They got like fucking like dishes everywhere. You can get food and all that shit.
Like buying it or free?
No, it's all free. Like, you know, fucking like finger foods and stuff. They're handing it out. You can get T-shirts and all that. They're doing giveaways of like some kid won like a Xbox 360 bundle.
Really?
Thing. Like this little kid won it. And you get to we were playing Gears Judgment early. They had a bunch of TV set
that's
up,
cool.
And it was like 9 o'clock.
Too bad it was
and
for
I'm there.
Judgment, though.
I'm there. I know, but I'm there. Well, the thing is, I had played Judgment a month before, so I was way better than everyone else there. Because I had it early from the JTAG console or whatever.
arrest this man.
I know. Yeah, but it was awesome. Like I was like, anytime I'm gonna pre-order something, I'm gonna come here. And then like digital kind of took over. I'm like, I'm just gonna do digital. But it was so like, you play the game fucking early. It's like GameStop had that corner of the market. Like all they had to do was like set up some TVs,
right,
and, like let you play it early. Like obviously, game devs developers were like, yeah, sure.
I would even go to a GameStop, not. Like a different one, not in the mall.
Mm-hmm.
And usually for like Call of Duty midnights, so we just sit out in the cold, just waiting in line.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like that's how it was.
That's how it was, you know?
Yeah, they don't care. They don't care about the customer. Now look what, now let's.
Motherfuckers.
They're just going to be like, whatever. I'm just going to lose all this.
Whatever.
Going to lose all this business.
Yeah. So. Let's get into the next topic here. This is weird, like, doing this with the stream.
Not working. You want to fix it?
I
mean, I can lap the pod and you can cut it.
Well, I'm going to stop the stream and then start it again, but I think it should still record. So, if you want to keep talking about... Talk about Spider-Man.
Talk about Spider-Man. Okay, so the news this week came out that Spider-Man is not going to be in the MCU anymore because... Disney and Sony could not extend their agreement. Now, there's a bunch of different, like, reports coming out that Disney wanted 50-50. Now they say they 30% or whatever they wanted. And Sony's like, no, we don't want to do that. Get the fuck out of here. Personally, I think it's a bad move for both ends because the first two, like, everything... Because Sony wants to continue with Tom Holland as Spider-Man, and everything he's done already in the MCU, he just can't reference anymore. Like, he just can't say, oh, this is what happened. Like he can't say Mr. Stark. He can't do anything that of anything that happened in the MCU. Like, he can't reference that. He can't reference the Avengers. He can't reference Tony Stark. He can't reference, like, anything that happened in his prior movies, pretty much, besides the things that happened with his villains. So it puts them in like a shitty spot, both parties, I think, because Marvel invested a lot with this last Spider-Man movie, and Sony now has to figure out how they're going to continue without, like, referencing a lot of stuff that happened in the past movies. I don't know. I think it's going to be tough. What I think they should do, though, is move on. I'm doing fine. They should make a live-action Spider-Verse now. Like, that's what they should do. They should bring Tom Holland and Andrew Garfield back and do the Spider-Verse. Why not? I would watch
that. Oh, my God. And have them do the Spider-Man point.
Oh, yeah. That'd be great.
That would be fantastic. Yeah, it looks like the stream is not going to come back up. So we're just going to finish recording this one. Okay. We're still recording.
We're like
the same
halfway
thing
through the pod anyway.
Yeah, so sorry if you were watching live.
Yeah, but, rip.
You know, rip. But you can listen to it now.
Yeah, go listen to it. You will hear the ad, though.
Yes, that is the...
that's the crux.
Yeah, but that's our plan all along, right?
Oh, yeah,
let
yeah,
the stream
yeah
go down. I started downloading terabytes of
porn.
Porn, yes, to make the stream go down.
No, see, I don't.
Thanks, Optimum.
I don't think this Spider-Man situation is good for either party, personally. Like, I just think it's bad juju. What I heard is the report that the negotiations were not doing well came from inside because they want Sony or Disney wants the public to do what it's doing. Like, they
really
want them to freak out to sway the other one to be
really
to crack. Mm. Because nobody wants him not in the MCU. Like, nobody wants that.
Yeah.
You know?
It's also like, split it 50-50. Just it's going to make a
dude,
fuck ton
you
of
know
money.
How much is my... The most recent Spider-Man movie just made over $1 billion.
Just 50-50.
And Disney didn't want 50-50. They wanted 30. Like, you shitting
Disney
me?
Disney wanted 30?
They wanted 30.
And Sony said no?
The original report was 50-50, but that was false.
But it was 50-50 for co-financing it.
Yeah, and then that means
like,
Marvel...
So
like Marvel or Disney takes...
Producing or whatever.
Disney off the most recent Spider-Man movie got pennies, if anything. Like, they got nothing. They made that movie $1 billion, and Sony took it all.
Yeah.
Like... They'd be stupid not to ask for any money.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get it's Disney and they make a shitload already, but why?
And they also own Marvel, who made Spider-Man.
Yeah, exactly.
They fucking own it. Like, relax.
I don't know.
I understand why Sony's... Like, Sony has... They're like, oh, fuck, we have Spider-Man.
I know.
Somehow we have Spider-Man now, or we've had it. And so, like, they obviously don't want to give it up because they know Marvel should have it.
Oh yeah.
Right? You
yeah
know, obviously everyone knows Marvel should have it cuz it's fucking a Marvel character.
Yeah.
Every other Marvel
it's
character
the Marvel
except
character
for Venom is fucking in
well,
the X-Men.
Well, no, Disney has
oh,
X-Men.
Oh yeah, Dix, yeah, right.
But any Spider-Man character, so Venom, Spider-Man, like Mary Jane, the Sinister Six,
Green Goblin,
yeah. You,
the Vulture?
Yeah, like the Sinister Six. Any yeah like Spider-Man universe character, Sony owns them. Now, before Fox had Deadpool and
Night
the
Monkey?
Fox had Deadpool and the X-Men, but that's
yeah
Disney just bought the whole company.
Yeah. So. That there was like jokes going on Twitter that was like breaking news, Disney buys Sony.
Oh yeah. See that I was listening to a video about talking about this. Emergency Awesome. You should check him out if you want to like hear about this stuff on YouTube. He was talking and people are like, why can't they just buy Sony? And then he's like, yeah, the government won't let them do that.
Yeah.
Because they will be a monopoly. Like yeah they will turn like Sony is like they bought Fox. So Sony is like the last, I guess Sony and Universal Pictures are like
yeah
the last big movie studios that they don't own.
Plus, I don't know if they could afford Sony, to be honest. Sony is huge. Like,
yeah, but
aside
dude
from the game, like think of how much tech they make. Like
so
Sony
get this
is way
so
bigger than like
so
Sony,
pop
culture.
So Sony only yeah technically speaking, but so the Insomniac Spider-Man game,
yeah,
Disney makes money off that because
okay
the movie the rights Sony owns for Spider-Man are strictly
movies.
Ah, so action figures, video games.
I can't believe they fucking bought Insomniac. I am so pissed. I understand Spider-Man did well, but what the fuck? Sunset Overdrive 2, goddammit.
It's gonna be on PS5.
I don't want it on PlayStation.
I don't think it's gonna come. I don't
yeah
think it's
what the
ever
fuck, dude? Come on.
But yeah, so literally, like, the only thing Sony solely owns about Spider-Man is the movies. That's it. Like, so yeah. Disney got a cut of the game, the Insomniac game. Disney gets something out of that.
It didn't make nearly as much as the movie, though, obviously. No, but
literally, like, that movie made so much because it's the first movie after Endgame. Yeah. And people are like, oh, fuck, what's going to happen? What's going to happen? So it makes a fucking $1 billion. And Sony's like, you know what? We just want him out. There's also reports that it was Disney saying that Kevin Feige doesn't have the time to deal with that. But I don't know how much I believe of that. It could be true. You don't know what to believe.
Why do they have to have Spider-Man is
Marvel character.
He's the most beloved superhero in the world. Like, if you look it up, like, it's like Spider-Man is number one.
Yeah.
Followed probably by Batman, I would say.
Probably
Superman. Superman, Batman, they're up there too. But like, I looked it up once and Spider-Man was number one for whatever list I was looking at.
Yeah.
And it's like, why does that one have to be the one that's in the fucking, you know,
in the shuffle
here? Yeah. Like, can't someone just own it and just go with it? Like, why? Could it be any other one?
I've seen, you know, you're on the internet anywhere. You're seeing memes about this, right?
Mm-hmm.
I saw one that made me laugh, and it was the headline, and it said, like, Peter Parker out of the MCU, Spider-Man could get rebooted, and all you see is Uncle Ben, and he goes, oh dear God.
Yeah. I saw another picture. It was, like, Spider-Man with, like, fucking bottle of liquor.
Yeah.
And it was like Spider-Man getting ready for the fourth reboot, having to see Uncle Ben die again or something like that.
Yeah. So no, but
even though that didn't happen in the Tom Holland.
Oh, I know. I don't think this is gonna stick. The Spider-Man 3 is not scheduled to release for two more years. My money's on them agreeing.
But Tom Holland unfollowed Sony on Instagram. So that's the big deal.
There's an interview of Tom Holland, and they're talking about...
Is he spoiling something?
No, this was an older interview.
Okay.
But it's resurfaced because of what he says.
News, yeah.
And he goes... The question is, like, would you be excited to... crossover with Venom? And he's like, oh yeah, that'd be so awesome, like, that character's so cool, but he would have to come over to the MCU because I'm not giving up my ticket. Like, he says that in an interview.
Yeah,
so I don't know how much pull he has, but he is signed on for two more movies.
Yeah.
People are thinking it's going to be like
Maybe
a live action Spider-Verse, and he probably cross over to Venom.
I want a Carnage Spider-Man Venom crossover so bad, like a good one.
Yeah. Another thing that I forgot to mention earlier, that these are all reports. Like, I don't know if they're true, obviously, because apparently these are leaked. But Disney wanted to expand the deal to all Marvel franchise movies, so they wanted to be producers on all this, like Venom.
They should
like,
be
like. They Kraven the Hunter, Morbius, I think, is a character that they're giving like a Venom style movie to. He's like a vampire dude. Jared Leto's supposed to play him, so I don't know how good that movie's gonna be.
I saw that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that was another thing. They wanted like 30%. They wanted to pay for 30%, therefore take 30% of the cut, something like that.
I think, like, that makes sense.
It makes sense. Like,
Marvel created the characters.
Yeah.
Like, imagine Stan Lee was alive and he walked into Sony's offices and he was like, I want 50. Like, are they going to say no?
When they bought Spider-Man, they wanted to sell them every character. And they said, no, we only want Spider-Man. And they probably are pissed that they don't have everybody now. But
they're happy they have slice, you know.
I mean, I'm pretty sure. So all the Spider-Man characters are under Sony. The Fox characters used to be X-Men and Deadpool. Now they're under Marvel.
Yeah.
There's a weird thing with the Hulk. Like, he's half Universal, half Marvel. So that's why he hasn't gotten a sequel movie, because Universal will have to do it, and they don't want to do it.
But he's
fine in his own.
People know about the Hulk. Yeah, you know?
But I
go watch Spider-Man origin story after another.
I know. The shitty part is, like, if they make another movie and it's not, and he's not in the MCU, we really should not go see it and just boycott it. But nobody's gonna do that.
Yeah, I know.
Nobody's
gonna. Oh, do pirate that. It maybe. You know.
Wait till it's on TV.
You know,
I don't know.
Something funny that I saw is that, and it's kind of contradicting what we're saying, but someone on Twitter was like, basically tweeting saying like, let Marvel own Spider-Man, and then someone like replied to it and was like, yeah, I'd be for that, but only if the best Spider-Man movie wasn't created by Sony. Which is the Spider-Verse movie.
It's animated.
I know, but like to it has a point. Like that is my favorite Spider-Man movie.
Yeah.
And it's all Sony.
I saw that.
And like
I saw
maybe
that
maybe we should
too.
Let them have it to see what else they do.
So here's another thing. There were reports that they wanted to do TV shows and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Sony can't do that. Because they literally only own the movie rights. Yeah. Like, they can't, they don't own anything else.
I would
else.
Totally watch, a Netflix.
Like I'm going to get the Disney Plus.
Show or some
I'm going to get the Disney Plus.
Oh, yeah?
Subscription.
Did you see the tweet that, Disney put out and was like, what are you going to watch on Disney? Or who's excited for Disney Plus coming out? And then, fucking Avengers replied to it, Star Wars replied to it, every single thing that they own replied to it, and people were like, this is just a big flex from fucking Disney. Fuck you, man. You own everything.
I just
it's so funny. But yeah, I probably will subscribe as well.
Yeah.
You know?
Cause they're gonna have the TV shows that mesh in with the MCU. So but that's the Spider-Man news in a nutshell. It's a gaming podcast, so we spend a lot of time on movie stuff.
Yeah,
but
Spider-Man.
It really sucks. Honestly, my gut tells me they're gonna figure it out before the next movie.
Yeah.
But
we'll see. All right, so we're gonna break for an advertisement here. So if you're not watching live because
it's shit out.
It's shit out on us, but here's a word from our sponsors. And we're back, ladies
quickly,
and gentlemen.
Quickly,
yes.
Too. I'm going to pimp this again.
Oh, pimp it. Pimp it real good.
Our buddy Wrathcaps on Instagram. How do you spell
Wrathcaps on Instagram.
He makes keycaps for keyboards, mechanical keyboards. His stuff is really cool. He's doing different styles each week. His current main sculpt,
theme.
I guess, it's BB Root is what it's called. It's a Groot. Looking thing
from Guardians.
Yeah. So you can check him out on Instagram, Wrathcaps on Instagram. You can check out the Just Because Pod 08 Instagram. I posted a picture of it on that Instagram account as well. That account's from my other podcast if you want to check it out. But yeah, definitely check it out. Listen to episode 12 of the Just Because podcast too. We talk about it a little more there. But yeah, just wanted to touch it again. His stuff's really cool if you like that keycap stuff.
Yeah, definitely check out Wrathcaps. He makes awesome ones. He gave us some free ones.
I have a sample here, but the live stream is out.
But,
so check him out on Instagram.
But the video's still up if you want to show people on YouTube.
Oh, yeah, I could.
Yeah, go ahead. Go take a look. So he creates a lot of different versions of this one. There's some glow-in-the-dark ones he just came out with where the eyes glow in the dark. And then there's another one where the whole entire piece glows in the dark. Very cool. They're keycaps. If you have a mechanical keyboard, you can take your key out, put that right on any key you want. And yeah, it's very cool. So he's got a bunch of different versions. He's coming out with a Jason Voorhees one. He's got a Deadpool one that he came out with. He does sales on his Instagram. So definitely check out Wrathcaps, Wrathcaps on Instagram, because he's always coming out with new different versions of it. And he works really hard at it. So definitely, go check him out. He's always sending Snapchats of him working in the lab, figuring out stuff
in the underground.
He's always tweeting out to see if people are posting on Instagram to see if people are interested in his new design. So if you're just if you don't even care about keycaps but you want to check out some cool designs, you can definitely go check him out too, because he's got some cool ones. All right, so that's our unofficial ad there. But let's get into another topic here. So we're gonna skip the Gamescom topic, I think, because there's not a lot that I know.
Fine.
It's all Gears related. But let's talk about Remnant. All right. So Remnant from the Ashes is a game that kind of came out of nowhere. I watched some streams of it. And it's essentially a Dark Souls. It's a third-person shooter, though. It's like Dark Souls third person shooter game. So it's like Dark Souls with guns, essentially. And it looks fantastic. The graphics look awesome. It's a three-player co-op game. And it just looks so freaking cool. And it's got a lot of replay value, apparently. And it sort of came out of nowhere. It's on like all the systems.
The bosses are kind of random, like where they show up. Mm-hmm. I watched a review video today because I was thinking about getting it, but I think I'm going to wait. I mean, I asked you. You said you weren't going to get it. I think I'm going to wait on it, maybe if it goes on sale.
Just because of the timing of other releases.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
Next month is pretty heavy. We were just talking about it. You're going to get at least two games. I think I'm going to get three. So,
yeah.
Borderlands 3 comes out next month, Gears 5, and maybe Link's Awakening.
Yeah, maybe like the winter or the spring Steam sale.
I'll definitely put it on my wish list.
It's definitely a game I want to play.
We have two buddies who are playing the shit out of it right now, like a lot. Yeah.
Oh, is it Cam and Pat?
Yeah.
Okay, that's what they were talking about.
Cam said Pat has put like 8+ hours in it, and it's been out 2 days.
It's so good.
It looks really cool, kind of up my alley because I've been playing Sekiro.
Yeah.
And stuff. So, and it's kind of procedural, like an Isaac type feel. You know, takes some elements from that.
And there's replay, like you can do New Game Plus stuff, kind of like Dark Souls, I think.
So, definitely looks cool.
One of the things that kind of sold me on it, too, is that I watched, like, Lyric on Twitch, and he's, like, pretty honest with his viewers and stuff. You know, like, he will say if he doesn't like a game. Mm-hmm. Like, he did that for Gears, actually, where he's like, I don't fucking like Gears or whatever. He always plays with his normal crew of like Shorty, who's another streamer, and Waffle, right? So those three guys were playing Remnant, and they're maybe like 8 hours into the game, probably around where Pat is. And like they all at like the same time were like, this is one of the greatest co-op games we have ever played.
Yeah.
And like he was like, this is like ridiculously like engaging and fun. He's like, there's been a few glitches and stuff like that, and like he got stuck in one spot and all that. Right. But like walking through the world, they like saw this like this sort of like invisible looking thing, and they were like, what the hell is that? And as they got closer, like this giant thing dropped down.
They were
like, this is so fucking cool. Yeah. And that's when they started getting into like, this is the one of the greatest co-op games we have ever played.
Right.
And that's what was like, that's what made me like text you guys like, and be like, Remnant from the Ashes looks pretty cool.
It looks really cool.
Mm-hmm.
Part of me wants to get it, but I don't really want to spend the money knowing I'm potentially going to buy three games next month.
See, the thing is that I looked is like it's about a 20-hour campaign, they said, and I just don't see myself investing 20 hours before Gears 5.
Right.
Gears 5 comes out in like 2 weeks, right?
Yeah.
So, and I'm still playing a little bit of Gears 4, so, and also some Gears Pop now, but like in general right now, I'm doing stuff around the house and all that stuff.
Right.
I'm just like, I don't have the time for that. So I'll definitely play it in the future, but just not now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The review I watched really said too, like, you should play this co-op. Like, it's fun single, but you're like, it's really hard and you know.
Yep, definitely. I like that it's three player co-op, just like Gears 5 is.
It's not
Gears 5 is three player co-op. Well, actually Gears 4 was only two player co-op.
So they went from
4, and if you don't count Judgment.
No, the first Gears 1 was 2.
2.
Yeah.
Gears 2 was 2.
Was it 2?
Mm-hmm. Gears 2 was Gears 1 was 2, Gears 2 was 2, Gears 3 was 4.
Mm-hmm.
And then Gears Judgment was 2, I think.
I don't remember.
And then Gears 4 was 2. And then now they're going with 3. Basically, because like if you think like Gears 4 was 3 and then they went to 2 with Gears 2 and or Gears 4, people were like what the hell, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
I'm happy that it's 3 personally.
Yeah, it's fine.
But
I'm going to play most of it probably by myself anyway, because I play at weird times kind of.
Yeah. But to be honest, like when I was just playing through the Gears 4 co-op a bit, like the part we're at, it's like JD, Kate, and Dell. And like only two of us control it. And like I had someone come in the chat like, hey, can I join you guys? And I was like, oh, it's only 2-player co-op. And they're like, oh, that's weird. There's 3 people there. And I'm like, yeah, I don't know why. Like, why is it only 2
Maybe
people?
They just
I don't think
of it. I don't know.
Yeah, like I like doing the 4-player, like having the ability, because you know.
Well, then
like,
Marcus shows up, right? In that he's the 4th guy.
In Gears 3.
Oh, three? No.
Oh, no, well, four. Yeah, he would be four. The fourth. He would be the fourth. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so I don't know. Like, because, you know, for us, there's like three of us that like are interested in Gears, I guess, technically, right?
Yeah, we lost our fourth.
We lost our fourth, yeah. Yeah, well, he's alive.
He's not. He's alive, but he doesn't play really anymore.
Yeah. But, yeah, so like Gears 5 is like great for that because it's three player, which we'll see how that works out. I'm not really sure. But speaking of Gears, we'll get into Gears, shall we?
Yeah.
So they announced a bunch of new stuff. I don't know if you saw the Gears 5 campaign trailer.
Yeah, I saw that.
And then there was a Horde trailer. Yeah. And then there's a bunch of gameplay that was released for Horde.
I didn't see the gameplay.
Horde looks freaking sweet.
I saw some stuff like Jack and...
Yeah, Jack. You can play as Jack now, which is pretty cool. He's like a little flying robot, and he goes over the cover, and he can heal people and stuff like that. So Horde seems really cool, mainly for the fact that like in Gears 4... You like would carry around the fabricator, which is like would like create weapons for you and stuff like that, and like barriers.
Does Jack just do it now?
Well, no. You would like carry it around, and you would place it in a specific spot. That's kind of where you would stay, and then you would go out and collect like power from like people you killed, and then deposit it so that you could buy stuff. But now in Gears 5. I think you still have the fabricator, but then there's these things, these like power geysers that like shoot up from around the map.
Okay.
And like if you go capture them for like four waves, you get like a steady flow of power from them. So you kind of like expand your bait, your fortifications.
Yeah, I see.
And so it kind of like makes you go around and like, yeah, Jack can help with that because he can fly over stuff and like heal you.
Yeah.
You know, he's not really restricted and he goes invisible when he's like not doing anything. Uh-huh. So he's not really restricted to like, you know, some of the other stuff that the other players are. But it seems really cool. Plus there's ultimate abilities now.
Yeah, I saw that stuff.
You know, you can shoot through walls with one of them. You can go invisible. And I think it's really cool because the way they framed it is that like the character you play as kind of reflects what that ultimate ability is. So when you're Kate, you go invisible.
Because
she's going through a lot in the campaign and like she probably just wants to hide and forget about everything. And when you're JD, you have an airstrike. So obviously, you know, he's a Phoenix, so he's like, let's fucking go in, fucking destroy everything and all that stuff.
Is it Del or Foz who has the like X-ray vision?
Foz, yeah. So we don't know a lot about Foz, to be honest. We'll learn more in the campaign.
Yeah.
Voiced by
Rahul Kohli.
Yes. And there was one clip of him from the campaign where JD, Del, and Kate go and meet him, and he's boxing a DB or whatever. JD just kicks the shit out of him because he's a Phoenix, and that's what he does, and he's, you know.
I'm interested because JD starts out with hair, and then later he has a scar and no hair.
That's why you're interested, huh?
That's why I'm interested.
And he also has a robotic arm thing. He's got like this like weird like hexagon looking thing on his arm that's like pulsing.
Nope, didn't
like,
see that.
Like
so
healing his
I'm
arm
interested
or something.
To see what happens.
Dude,
to
this like that last campaign trailer is probably one of the greatest Gears trailers I've seen. Like because I'm like
not
what
better
the
than
fuck
that Gears 2
on?
One we watched.
No, that was that's different. Like so for Gears 1, it's like Mad World, like the OG one. Gears 2, it's that one. Probably. And also, like, the Rendezvous with Death one. Do you remember that one?
Yeah,
where he's got, like, the
meat
shield? That's for two.
What was three then?
Three is Ashes to Ashes with the...
Oh, yeah.
He's breaking down the stuff
which
and then
one,
Dom
Which one is
down.
The one... Is it Manuel? Like, Cole has the sniper rifle?
That's in Gears 3. That's, they're taking the grind lifts down. Or is that Gears 2? It's Gears 2, I think. They're taking the grind lifts down, and Cole's like by the tree.
Yeah, you see the flower in front of the sniper rifle.
Yeah, yeah, that's a great one. Gears 2.
That's Rendezvous, isn't it? If they go down.
No, no, because the Rendezvous one is like Marcus, and he's walking through, and Dom is on the ground.
Oh, yeah.
And he picks up Dom's Lancer and like gets a meat shield and he's like, I have a rendezvous with death, and they're talking
and then he goes into
like the firestorm and he's shooting with the Gorgon pistol. But that might be Gears 2 with the Cole one because they're taking the grind lifts down. That's a Gears 2 had like great commercials and the best campaign in my opinion.
Yeah.
But And Gears 3 had the ashes to ashes with all the people.
Gears 2 is like, I have a lot of memories from that game because it was a point in like life where it's just things, that stuff stuck
with
me, you know? So like I remember playing
and
that.
It was also like, we loved Gears 1 and then it was like, oh shit, they're making a second one.
Yeah.
And it was like, oh my God, you know? Yeah, it was crazy. But
I think it was 2. Like I was a senior in high school.
Yeah.
You took a half day from school.
Probably.
And I think me and Rick were off. So I had my license, so I drove to the mall and we got our copies and we just played all day.
Yeah. So
it was good.
Good
times.
Very good.
Good times. 3 though. 3 when we just stayed in my house all night and played.
Got I was real. Thinking for 5 maybe to have a LAN party, but we'll probably just play online. Like, because like you guys might not take off when I'm off or whatever.
I'm not going to take off just because I can't really. Like, I want to save the day.
At least it's out at 9 p.m.
I could play the day before, yeah.
Yeah, like for at least a little bit. If you want to.
Yeah,
you don't have
to.
But I was surprised it was going
to
be
I would do it. I honestly don't know if my Xbox will start, so I have to.
Get on PC.
I mean, that's what I'm going to
do. You have Game Pass Ultimate? Did you do the dog? Yeah, there you go. That's all I'm doing. I'm
using
Game
Pass
Ultimate.
Oh, no, but for a LAN party I'm talking about. I don't know if it's going to work. I know his doesn't work.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, like, have you seen the consoles and stuff, like the Gears console?
Dude, it looks so good.
It looks sick. And if like...
You're going to get it, aren't you?
No, if the life...
You're going to fucking get it.
If the life system...
You pre-ordered that
No,
shit.
I didn't get it.
You got it.
No, I didn't.
You did it.
No, if the life cycle for Xbox One wasn't about to end, I'd consider it. Or if they told us, like, what was
you
going pre-ordered on.
It,
no, I didn't pre-order
you fucking pre-ordered.
No, I didn't.
I almost bought the controller.
The controller's cool.
It is very cool. It's all ice looking.
I almost bought the Spider-Man one, the PlayStation Pro. PlayStation Pro.
Oh, yeah. Me too.
I almost bought that.
Yeah, I remember. Yeah, we were looking at that. Yeah.
I was going to sell my... I already have a PS4 Pro.
Yeah, I didn't have a Pro. That's why I was like, maybe.
Yeah,
so
just get that.
Yeah.
It's legit.
Yeah, people get PS4 Pros. Yeah. They're kind of stupid.
You know? Oh, yeah? Just because I have one.
Yeah. It's all about the Xbox One X, baby!
It is the strong... And the Gears one is a One X.
I know, yeah. That's why I'm like, I'm not going to get it. Because, like, I mean, it looks great, but
I honestly, if it wasn't... If I played Xbox and if it wasn't so close to the end...
Well, the reason I was thinking about getting the controller is because I use it on PC. So I was like, man, well... And
honestly,
you get that
like, dude,
cool
if,
Kate
if,
skin with it,
too. I've said it before. Gears 5 is going to be on PC and Xbox One Gen. And Halo 5... Halo 6? 6?
6. It's Halo Infinite, but it's Halo 6.
Yeah, if that's going to be on PC and then Xbox One 2... I mean, they said it's going to be on the next one, but they said it's also going to be on Xbox One. Why am I... I'm not... That big a Halo fan to get.
Yeah, as long as Gears works with the drivers, the PC drivers. Yeah.
I had no problem at all with the beta. It crashed once.
Well, yeah, but Gears 4 has a ton of issues. Like, Gears 4 freezes on me.
Yeah.
With
so
10 series cards.
Well, I'm sure they
Gears
fixed 5 that
was
with
like
5.
Basically fine, yeah.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah, so.
That's Gears.
But one thing, also, I was talking about this today. We're going to keep talking about Gears because it's coming up. You know,
it's
2 weeks.
I don't care.
So. I was talking about Dom's death in Gears 3.
Who are you talking about?
In like the Gears of War official Discord today.
Okay.
And I was like, you know, people were like, some people were like, Dom's death was so sad. Some people were like, I didn't find it that sad and all that stuff. And
you
knew
one of the four was going to die. Like,
yeah.
You knew it.
But one of the things to me, like when I think about Dom's death and like I've watched the video over and over, like on YouTube sometimes, just because like, you know, that was such
I've watched it before.
It's such a pivotal moment in Gears. And one of the things to me, like when I watch it, like I realized a long time ago, but like I had to bring it up again today in the Discord. Like the saddest part to me about that entire like sequence is not like Dom dying. It's like, it's Marcus actually. Like, so when Dom drives the truck or whatever into there and he's like, you know, like, oh, I didn't think like it would end like this, Maria, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
And then like he hits the thing and then Marcus is like, you know, no.
He
or
tries
whatever.
To save him or whatever.
And then like it goes through like the Mad World thing and then like it's like looking at Marcus and he's like all curled up and like there's fire around him. And then like it goes back to like, you know, the dialogue and he's like, I gotta go save him. You know, I gotta get him out of there. And then Anya's like, you know, Marcus, like, Like it's he's gone, it's done or whatever. And then just like he's just like Dom, you know, like he's like like he's very sad. And like to me that's like the really like the tougher part to watch, because Marcus throughout everything
he's like this hard ass.
He's like he's become numb to it. Like even in Gears 2 when like Ty kills himself.
Uh-huh.
Like I literally watched that clip again today because I was like, because people were arguing that like Marcus isn't like numb to pain, and like you know what Marcus does when Ty kills himself?
Takes his tag.
He goes no, and then he goes, we gotta get the hell out of here, and then he like picks up his tags and then they leave, and like with Dom it was like he just like realized that his best friend just killed himself to save them.
Yeah, I don't. How much do you remember from the books?
I mean, a decent. It depends which book you're like, talking like about. I'm currently listening to the latest. Because
Dom,
one.
Like, not Dom, but Marcus sees, like, I think he sees Carlos die.
So he doesn't see Carlos die.
He doesn't see him die.
So I looked it up today because I was curious because I was like, did he see Carlos die?
Because I know Carlos but blew himself
most,
up.
Most people in the Discord, like, weren't even referenced. I was like, you know that Dom wasn't the first Santiago that
like,
Marcus
he
was
friends
was,
with Carlos.
He was best
first.
Friends with Carlos before. And what happened was, like, it was during the Pendulum Wars or whatever.
Yeah.
And
I think Anya's mom or Bernie's mom.
Yeah, Bernie was there, and I think Anya's mom.
I think he dies with Anya's mom. Like, they blow up on a bridge.
So, yeah, they're, like, talking or whatever. And they go and do, like,
books.
Sort of different missions. And then when they're done, like, they've been talking to Carlos the whole time. And when they're done... he goes, hey, just want, like, not, he didn't say it like this, but he's like, he's been wounded the entire time or whatever.
Oh.
That he'd been talking to them, and he's like, yeah, like, don't come and save me. And then, you know, Marcus is like, yeah, like, you're ridiculous. Like, we're going to come. And he's like, no, just don't come. And then, like, the bridge blows up or whatever. Oh,
okay. Yeah. So, like, he blows up on the bridge.
Yeah. So, like, you know, like, Marcus has been through that
before. Yeah, already. Like, he's
right?
already, like, desensitized.
Yeah, I mean, and, like, and, you know, I'm not saying, like, he doesn't have emotions. Like, obviously, like, with his dad and all that stuff, like, he's had emotions and all that. You know, and, like, killing Queen Mira. He's like, you know, that's for Dom or whatever. Like, he clearly...
Knife.
Yeah. But, like, seeing Marcus, like, he watched Dom die.
Mm-hmm.
And then he tries to go save him because that's his, like, instinct. And then he... Like, then Anya has to be there and be like, you know, he's gone
he's
or
gone,
whatever.
Marcus.
And then when he comes back and, like, Baird is like, where's Dom? And, like, because, like, they meet up with Baird and Cole. And like, you know.
I want to replay
like,
this shit now.
Then they're like, he didn't make it or whatever. Yeah. And it's just like, and then they're both just, like, Baird and Cole are just, like, stunned.
Yeah.
You know. Just like that is like
this conversation is bringing back.
That
a whole
is
bunch
what
of
gaming
stuff.
Is about, man.
Yeah,
you know, like
well, Gears is
like,
one of the
just
stories.
So good.
That, the first stories that I got like super into. Like I was into story. Like I don't even know. Like Ocarina of Time. Those games, they're not super story driven.
No, story heavy. Yeah,
but
Gears is the first one for me.
Gears is like the first major
the story.
Yeah, like I read the books. I found myself daydreaming about the world and all that stuff.
And I just, still do.
Like,
that's why I play Gears Pop.
Like that's why I want to now. I kind of want to replay the other stories and read the books.
I'll do it.
I have
before
to,
Gears
I
5.
I have to get them on. I was actually thinking
Bad
about replaying the first one, like the Ultimate Edition.
Yeah,
and,
I'm down.
Play the story through that one again.
I've been playing through the Gears 4 thing, and I'm like,
yeah,
this is
man,
so good.
I'll install this weekend if you want to play some Gears 1 story.
I'm down, man. Yeah. Yeah, but like. Gears is like one of those games where it's like there's like all these macho men and like you know it's all this action, but then each of them has like their own like they were able to develop their own character and like their own like emotions and things like that and like connections with each other. Like you play Call of Duty, like at least for me, like Call of Duty, it's like they have that, but like it's more about just like pew 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 pew.
I don't
really care that much, or like with Halo they do a better job with it. I haven't played a ton of Halo.
There's more
but
of
I've
a
seen,
story in Halo.
I've seen like the story of Halo.
Like ODST. I mean, I didn't play really 1 or 2. I played ODST 3, Reach 4,
yeah.
5.
Yeah. But Gears, I mean, like, I'm so like, that is just, that's the one game that.
BioShock
like,
story was really good too.
Yeah, I mean, we played great, you know, God of War, Last of Us.
Yeah, well, that's like now. Like,
yeah, oh yeah, like back then.
Then.
Yeah, I don't know if there was another story game that I was like super into.
Back I know BioShock came out close to Gears like time, like the next year, one game a year, and the next year or so.
I never really played BioShock.
I fucking love that story. See, I think it's so captivating.
Like I remember, like I probably should have like drifted off, but like I remember like back in the days when like. We were playing Gears. Like, you guys would play other games, too. And I would not.
I know. You would just play Gears. Like, we're playing Call of Duty. I played BioShock.
I know. And, like, I would just play Gears. And, like, maybe that's why, like, I'm so, like...
Just Gears?
Like, I'm playing fucking Gears Pop, and I'm listening to the book at the same time.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like, I don't know. Like, maybe that has something to do with it. But, like, Gears for me was, like...
The game.
It was, like... Like, I got to escape into, like, this awesome fucking world.
Yeah.
And I fell in love with, like, Cole because I was like, this guy is, like, hilarious. I mean,
there were Call of Duty games and stuff that did that for me. Like Black Ops, the first story.
I fell in love with Call of Duty, too. But it wasn't until, like, late. Like, you guys were playing, like, World at War and stuff. Like, I wish, like, you know, you have all the memories of, like, zombies. World at War. Like, I never really got to play it other than when I was at your house. Uh-huh. And, like. And until like Black Ops came out, that's when I started getting into zombies and all that. But like, yeah, I just was like late. I was a late bloomer.
That's fine though.
But yeah, yeah. But it was, you know, it was great. So, anyway, Gears, right?
It's good. Gears centric show.
Yeah, and Horde looks great. So, we'll cover the last topic here. We actually kind of went Gears Pop. I've been having fun with. It's got. Your typical microtransaction BS in a mobile game.
Yeah.
It's like Clash of Clans, basically. Clash. But it's got that cool Horde mode, which is... But it's got that cool Horde mode, which is neat. Yeah, so it's fine. Like, it's my go-to mobile game.
Yeah,
like, I don't
play
a lot of mobile games ever, but if I play a mobile game now, it's
I don't always play mobile games, but when I do...
Yeah, or like if I'm playing a Gears versus match and I die early, I might boot up Gears Pop and just play it while I'm dead or whatever. You know, we'll see. But yeah, Death Stranding is the last thing I want to cover.
Oh,
here.
Yeah, it's
so there was some gameplay that came out. So I only skimmed through it, but you might have watched all of it.
So I did watch all of it. So it starts out, it could be a main quest, could be a side quest. I don't know. You're Norman Reedus. You wake up, you're sleeping in a field. You just wake up. First thing you do is you take a piss.
You legit have
to take the piss. Then you go to like
this. You can't
this,
see
like,
the penis, though. Nope, they came out and said you can't winner. See the penis.
Yeah. But you go to like this outpost thing and you deliver. You have this giant backpack on, like this giant fucking pack on your back. And I'm like, that looks really big. Like you shouldn't be able to walk, but you can. So you go deliver it at this little outpost thing. He literally takes this ladder out of his pack and like just like scales the mountain,
just like huge, and then he just like thing. Puts it up against the mountain.
Yeah,
like, I'm gonna climb that.
He goes and delivers it, and the guy he delivers it to is Jeff Keighley. Like the model is Jeff Keighley.
Really?
Yeah, it's not his voice, but it's him. Like it's his
really?
Face.
Yeah. I didn't see that part
because Kojima and Jeff Keighley are friends. So
yeah,
put
but
him
that's
in game.
Fucking weird. You got Norman Reedus talking to Jeff Keighley.
Yeah, but it's not Jeff Keighley. He's not the voice actor.
I know, but you're
it's
supposed
random.
To like ignore.
Yeah, so
like,
that's
be
what
immersed
got.
In the world.
So he delivers the he delivers the package. He walks out, falls down the mountain, and the baby starts crying because he's got this baby like attached to him,
like to the front.
Yeah,
yeah
it's like
in, like
a baby in this. It's a womb. It simulates a womb.
Yeah,
and it's and he takes
part.
It off. He like rocks it, and it stops crying. Then it cuts, and then you go to a different clip that's not really related. Like, it's just a different point in the game. And Norman Reedus he goes to see Guillermo del Toro's character. And he's seemingly hologram, but he's talking about the baby. Like, they're called BBs. Like, literally BB.
A BB.
Yeah, like, that's what they're called. And they're like...
Eight?
No, just BB. And, I'm going to fuck some of the details up, so I'm not going to go into it, but... Yeah. Essentially, like,
I don't expect you to remember.
They're
everything.
Using the babies to like detect, like, the other thing. I guess the invisible shit
okay.
that's like trying to eat them.
Interesting. All right.
And the babies are from like these mothers that are like they're not all there, like they're brain dead or something.
Oh, interesting.
All so right. they take them and put their, like, they're not born yet. Like, yeah. they take these unborn babies and put them in these pods. Like, the baby has an umbilical cord and shit.
Oh.
And the baby starts, like, freaking out. And that's why he's going to see.
I thought they were delivering babies.
No, the babies are
they're using them as a tool.
Yeah.
Oh.
So the baby is, like, freaking out. There's something wrong with it. So that's why he goes and sees Guillermo.
Mm-hmm.
And he's, like, explaining, like, if the baby's away from the mother for too long, it, like, desyncs or whatever.
Oh, interesting.
And he hooks it up to, like, this machine that virtually connects it to the mother. And the mother has a special name, but I don't remember it. And then the baby, like, you see, like, a percent bar that goes up to 100, and it resyncs. And Norman Reedus is like, oh, that's why we do this, blah, blah, blah. So, I'm leaving out details because I don't remember them all because it's complex.
Yeah.
Then it cuts again and goes to another cut scene of Norman Reedus interacting with this woman. But there's an invisible, like, baby. Like, you see it, like, outlined, but that's it. And it's crawling, like, on the root, on the ceiling. And it's, like, attached to this woman. Like, it's creepy. Like, it's weird. And it's, she seemingly goes through the motion of breastfeeding it, but you don't see anything. And then the baby just, like, kind of floats off. Like, you don't even see it. It's, like, this outline of, like, this. Like, it's
this picture of, like, a baby.
That's,
like,
literally what she does. She's holding an invisible thing, and then it kind of just floats up and goes away. That's, I'm not shitting you. Like, that's what it happens. And then they're like, he's like,
how much pot did you smoke?
She asks. She, like, explains briefly, like, why this is happening and that it's her kid. But yeah. And then it cuts again, and that was it. It was just those three clips. But I don't know what the fuck is going on in this video game.
So. All right, so this is, I did skim through it, and I feel like, so Death Stranding has a lot of hype around it, right, because it's Kojima, and I feel like the game, it needs a way, and obviously, like, maybe they don't want to show it yet, but it needs a way to be able to connect all these weird things in a way that makes sense for it to be a good game. Right? So there's all these weird fucking things going on. People are like, I don't understand what's going on. But hopefully by the time they finish the game, like, and they play through it, they'll be like, oh, okay, this makes sense. But if it's like they play through the whole game and it's just all this weird shit happening, and it's just like,
That's what, like,
I'm gonna, if I play through that game and, like, all that weird shit happens, I'm gonna be like, this wasn't a good game. Because
that's,
I don't
the thing,
understand,
like, some
anything
people
that
are
was,
like,
happening.
Some people are like, I'm going to play the game just because of how intriguing it is.
Yeah.
And Kojima's background, but people are saying, like, this game could suck. Like, yeah. It could just not be good. Like, there's all this hype, and it could just be, like, a 7. And that's, like, this game needs to be a 10, or it's going to be, media is going to shit on it.
And like, you know, it makes sense if, like,
we don't even know what it is. Is it a shooter? Well, is it a third-person action game? Like, is it RPG? Like, nobody fucking knows what it is.
Yeah.